U.S. troops continue to arrive in the Kurdish-controlled region of northern Iraq. Iraqi government forces have pulled back from several front-line positions in the area in the face of heavy American air attacks. Kurdish militiamen have taken over many of the abandoned positions, moving closer to the two main cities in the north. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq. Earlier today, I asked him about the American buildup of forces in the area.
John, I drove up today to Harir airstrip. That's kind of in the central area of what's called Iraqi Kurdistan, or what we're calling northern Iraq. It's become basically an American base, military base, since about Thursday night when about 1,000 paratroopers landed in there overnight. And they have been bringing in equipment and material, and now the American military presence just at that base is up to about 2,000 people. They say that one of the main jobs of this deployment would be reconstruction and humanitarian work to help the Kurdish people here in the north. And also, if they were ordered, and they're awaiting some kind of orders down the road, they would participate in combat operations.
Mm-hmm. Any tanks or heavy artillery among the equipment and material that's coming in?
I was surprised by the number of Humvees driving around. We know these heavy jeeps, and the Air Force official that I spoke with, he said that these planes that are coming in are capable of bringing in tanks and artillery as well, but they have not yet been delivering this type of heavy weaponry yet.
How about U.S. airstrikes? Any more U.S. bombing during the day there today?
Absolutely. All afternoon and at sunset tonight, there was a B-52. You could see it flying these lazy circles over the sky here. And periodically, you'd see explosions on the horizon coming from the direction of the Iraqi army's front lines. And we've just been getting consistent reports of overnight bombing around Mosul and around the northeastern Iraqi-held city of Kirkuk, which is famous for its enormous oil deposits. So the air pressure has been kind of continuous since the start of this war.
Iraqi forces have moved back from the former front lines, and Kurdish militia has moved in. What's the situation along the front line now between the Kurds and the Iraqi government forces?
Well, I explored a new area. This is directly north of that oil city called Kirkuk. And about 2 days ago, the Iraqi army there withdrew some 6-7 miles without firing a shot, really. So I was able to drive into about 4 miles into what was, up until 2 days ago, Iraqi-held territory. And the Kurdish forces have moved in. They've occupied former Iraqi bunkers, and they were demining the area, removing hundreds of anti-personnel and anti-tank landmines and detonating them. The withdrawal, it has also taken place at several other points around Kirkuk, and it does seem that the Iraqi forces are consolidating closer to that city, establishing a tighter security perimeter. And they are being hit periodically by American airstrikes.
Ivan, give us a sense of the landscape and the weather in the area where you are. What's this place like?
I personally find it breathtaking. You have mountains and hills. A lot of the highest mountains are still snow-capped. The lower hills are very green right now. It's springtime here. And in fact, there are wildflowers blooming all over these beautiful hills. Unfortunately, there are also landmines, but the countryside is beautiful and in many cases bucolic. You have sheep being herded. There are small villages of sometimes mud huts. Almost every little house, even a small peasant farmer, will have a small, very carefully tended green lawn outside of his house. And now that the weather is getting warmer, you can see them starting to have tea out on these lawns. It is beautiful countryside, but it has a tragic history of decades of conflict and war and suffering.
NPR's Ivan Watson in northern Iraq. Thanks very much, Ivan.
Thanks, John.